Hare Krishna. This morning gave Chaitanya Charitamrita class, so a bit of a break for those who are sort of wearied of hearing about Kali and the misery that it's causing the world and causing us as devotees. Of course, two good things that Age of Kali does have going for it is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears on this age, and the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is empowered to take us back home, back to Godhead. And today, devotees here at the farm are reading about Ramananda Samvad, which is the 8th chapter of Madhya Lila. There are very outstanding pieces and different texts that have specific names, unique names, just like, for instance, Bhagavad Gita, or the song of Bhagavan. Alternately, in Bhagavatam, you have Uddhav Gita, a whole series of chapters, Krishna's teachings to Uddhava. Earlier on in the 10th canto, there's the Ras Panchadhyay, the five chapters dealing with the Rasa dance. And then there's the Chatur Shloki, the four essential shlokas of Bhagavad Gita. So similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conversation with Ramananda Roy, their exchange, is called Ramananda Samvad. Vad means words, discussion, argument, and some, as we use Sankirtan to distinguish Sankirtan from Kirtan, Sankirtan being not only congregational, but it's perfect Kirtan, complete Kirtan. So it's a complete discussion. It's a standalone piece. It's complete from beginning to end. And its content is similar to Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to know, tell me about sadhana and tell me about sadhya. What's the ultimate goal of life for human beings and how can they attain it? And interestingly, Srila Prabhupada wrote a little book about this while living in Radha Damodar, which he called Ramananda Samvad. And in this conversation, Ramananda Roy starts off by suggesting that Varnashram, which means regulated sense gratification, is the means of perfection, and perfection itself is Samsiddhi Haritoshanam, to please the Supreme Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejects that, as he rejects giving up fruit of work or the results of one's work, working without attachment, devotional, mixed devotional service. He's not satisfied until he comes to hear about pure devotional service achieved through the process of hearing about Krishna. Jnana prayasam udapasyanamanta eva. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to hear more. He wants to hear more. All right, where does hearing about Krishna lead us? What are the subjects meant to be heard? And in the realm of prema or perfection, what are the further developments that take place? Now, interestingly, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told his disciples not to read the 8th chapter of Madhya Lila. Why? Well, the beginning part is quite standard, but then later on it becomes exclusively focused on Krishna's relationship with the gopis. Srila Prabhupada didn't give us any such restriction, so therefore we can readily read it, but we should recognize that the principle of becoming qualified to understand a subject matter, svesvi adhikariya nishtam, to cultivate adhikar, is critical in advancing in spiritual life. Now, why did Ramananda Roy begin by discussing different stages of sadhana instead of just immediately coming to pure devotional service, since he himself was a pure devotee. And one thing was that he was reflecting the Vedic system. The Vedic system, which is to gradually elevate people from lower stages of consciousness ultimately to pure devotional service. And in that, one goes through the principle of karma kanda and sakam karma yoga and dishkam karma yoga and dhyana yoga and jnana yoga and mixed devotional service to come to pure devotional service. The Ramananda Roy's approach was not wrong, and he following the Vedic system, wherein people have to purify their hearts by lower activities or lower grade spiritual practice to qualify themselves for higher grade spiritual practice, and thereby move on to the next stage. Unless the heart is pure, unless the heart is purified, one cannot just immediately jump to the topmost stage in the same way as in school or education. Although the goal may be to get a diploma in university, you can't just hop from nursery school into university. You have to develop qualification, which is something that happens by stages. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, this is external, he was not only rejecting the non-devotional recommendations of Ramananda Roy because they weren't presenting the highest, but he was also rejecting them because in this day and age, the stepwise development of spiritual life doesn't really work. The same instruction is found there in Sanatana Shiksha, which is another series of chapters in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Due to the influence of Kali Yuga, people are extremely egocentric and possessive. So if they're practicing some yoga practice, whatever that may be, or some part of the Vedas, then they'll stick to that part as the all-in-all and won't progress further. They think, no, this is it, and this is the best. And no progress will be made. And that's the empowerment that we receive in this day and age, that for practicing pure devotional service, which requires a high degree of purity of the heart, nothing else is required to be done than the acts of pure devotional service, basically, which is jnana prayasa mudapasana mantaiva, is just sthane sthita shruti gatan, is to stay where we are and hear and chant about Krishna's names, pastimes, forms, and so on. And by that, the heart becomes purified, and ultimately we get to really understand those higher levels of devotional service. Now, as we go along in Ramananda Samvad, then will come along Krishna's intimate interactions with the gopis. Because we don't really have the adhikar to enter into those discussions, for us it appears to be some kind of story or some information that's being passed on to us. But information and actual realization or entering into a subject matter are two different things. Information is something that you gather within your mind and intelligence. Entering into something happens by the mercy of the spiritual energies, spiritual potency. So while we remain conditioned souls, we don't have access to these higher realms of transcendence. I was just reading yesterday a conversation of Srila Prabhupada, and the devotee was expressing his inability to understand how Boma Vrindavan, which appears to be such a rundown place, is non different than Goloka Vrindavan. And Prabhupada said, yes, you're bewildered. You must be bewildered. He said, well, Prabhupada, I don't understand. He said, no, you don't understand. You must not understand. Prabhupada is making the point that as long as you're a conditioned soul, you can't understand the truths of Vrindavan. Maybe you can grasp some of those principles intellectually, but you can't really understand things until you come to the same level where those things are taking place, which is the spiritual or the transcendental realm. And then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's prohibition is that, yes, by all means, you should read the 8th chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, but you should read it when you have adhikar to enter into it. Otherwise, what is the risk? The risk is that one actually doesn't have the qualification for Gopi Lila, but still one thinks, oh yes, now I've understood everything, now I'm going to follow the gopis, now I'm a Manjari, now I'm a gopi, now I'm a maidservant of Srimati Radharani, and so on. In other words, one hasn't really gotten the blessings of transcendence, one hasn't really freed oneself from the influence of the modes of material nature, but I think that without suitable qualification, I've actually gotten this thing, and therefore I, by some mental adjustment, can start thinking that I'm a gopi and so on. There are so many variations of what may happen therein, from false meditations to people physically dressing in the same way. Vrindavan is unfortunately full of such what is called sahajiya, people who take things cheaply. You want to buy the most valuable thing, but you actually haven't paid the price for it. It's like going into a jeweler's shop with a wanting to buy a diamond for a few pennies. Maybe you can have a piece of glass, but you can't have a diamond for that much. You have to be willing to pay the price. And paying the price means really applying ourselves to the process, purifying the heart, Chaita Darpana Marjanam. And purifying the heart is very much a progressive affair. It's not something that one can actually neglect. Because if we neglect it, again, the heart will become dirty. Just as if you don't clean your room, automatically it will become very dirty. Another interesting comment yesterday, Srila Prabhupada said when he was talking to one of his early disciples. He says, well, Prabhupada, even when I chant rounds, my mind is disturbed, and still my it wanders, and I feel so many other undesirable things within the heart. And Prabhupada said, well, that's your fault. That's because you're not chanting enough. I told you to chant 64 rounds in the beginning, but you didn't want to do it. So now we're down to 16. Prabhupada was there emphasizing that if devotees were chanting more rounds, then they would be able to make more rapid spiritual advancement. They would be more empowered to control their minds, and they could more easily free themselves from so many unwanted things and unwanted habits. But then Srila Prabhupada said, but anyway, now you have 16, so just chant those 16 properly, and that will do the trick. So these were some of the topics that we were discussing today. Ramananda Sambhad, a very, very beautiful part of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and one that's available for us to read and relish and appreciate. And even when we come to topics that are beyond our level of realization, then we just attentively hear. We hear with faith. We hear with faith that these are spiritual, transcendental subject matters, and even though I may not fully understand their transcendental nature, but I believe that it's transcendental. And if someone doesn't believe that they're transcendental, and someone doesn't have suitable faith, then he shouldn't read. Then go on to other tablets until faith naturally comes as one's heart becomes pure and one associates with realized devotees. Hare Krishna.